for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. An abducted Warren County toddler has been returned home unharmed. Harrisonburg's chief cop says homelessness is getting worse there, and Governor Northam gets a little more specific about the kind of gun control bills he'd like to see come out of next week's special legislative session. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, July 5th. An abducted Warren County toddler has been returned home unharmed. The Warren County Sheriff's Office says 2-year-old Raquan Ashby is back home after being abducted earlier this week. But the man suspected of taking him, Jashar Raquan Ashby, has not been located. He is wanted for charges including grand larceny, abduction and kidnapping, and assault and battery against a family or household member. Harrisonburg's new police chief says that in the 10 months he's been on the job, the problem of homelessness has worsened in the city. In an interview with the Daily News Record, Police Chief Eric English also said the department is getting more complaints about people who are homeless. The issue has received more attention since a dog belonging to a homeless man was found dead in a downtown park in that area, part of Harrisonburg's downtown business district. Police responded to 6 calls in 2018, but already have responded to 15 calls so far in 2019. English stressed that records do not specify whether a homeless person was involved in those reports or not. Harrisonburg Mayor Dena Reed met last week with local nonprofit organizations that help the homeless to discuss ways to address the problem. Reed said one solution discussed was providing more low-barrier shelters where a housing provider takes in the homeless with no background checks or entry rules. Currently, the city's only low-barrier shelter is Open Doors, which offers food and a place to sleep for up to 40 people each night from November to April. Police say several people were stabbed at a blood plasma donation center in Petersburg. A suspect was taken into custody after the stabbing Thursday inside the Okta Pharma Plasma Center. A local hospital treated at least 3 victims of the stabbing. One man was in critical condition and was transferred to another hospital. One injured woman was listed in fair condition and another was listed in good condition. Governor Ralph Northam on Wednesday released more details about gun bills he wants addressed at Tuesday's special session of the General Assembly. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports the governor said he wants new laws that allow localities to enact gun restrictions stricter than state law, including in municipal buildings. Northam said he also wants legislation that would allow police and courts to temporarily take someone's guns, quote, if the person exhibits dangerous behavior that presents an immediate threat to self or others. Shortly after the May 31st mass shooting in Virginia Beach, Northam called for new laws requiring background checks, a ban on assault-style weapons, and reinstating Virginia's one handgun a month law, among other measures. Northam said that Democratic lawmakers have submitted 8 bills for consideration in next week's special session. Finally today, VDOT has expanded its safety service patrols on Interstates 81 and 66. The Daily News Record reports that 7 additional drivers will operate emergency vehicles, including in parts of Augusta County, which previously experienced gaps in service. When vehicles are disabled on the interstate, the patrols help clear the scene to get traffic moving again. With an extra $3 million allocated by the General Assembly, the number of safety service patrol vehicles grew from 13 to 20. Future improvements on the interstate include more digital signs to alert drivers to accidents. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Friday.